Boston thing? Well, if you go over to Boston and just socialize with these police officers and stuff, pretty soon you start to pick up the rhythms and the sounds and the attitudes that they have, where they approach life, which is pretty dry and kind of funny, and they're tough guys. You know, they've been raised in a tough environment. And the other part of it is, you're right, I played the guy like he's having a nervous breakdown, really, but the whole time he's punched himself a one-way ticket to the graveyard, but it's like, and he has things to do, but he holds it together, so it's kind of restrained. He's boxed up his madness. Sorry, I'm a bad traveler, and I'm just, fucking got here, so I can't even think yet. So. Well, actually, I didn't go away altogether. I directed a film, and it was the last film I directed, and I actually was the Jaguar. I was chasing that guy in a cat suit. Okay, that was me. And, so I do, and that's a fairly difficult thing to pull off. Sitting around the cage all day eating raw meat. Actually, 7 years ago, I decided to sort of just stop, cool off in the acting department because I just felt a bit stale. One feels stale after 30 years of doing it, you can get stale, so I decided to walk away. And coming back, when it felt like time to come back, this was just a really nice piece of material. It was solid, it was a good story, it was a chance to work with Graham and Mark and Ray Winston. In what I think is a pretty nice little thriller. So that kind of got me back in the saddle. Can I do action stuff? I don't know. I can still do 10 chin-ups, right? I don't know. The system can sometimes provide you with justice and you can be satisfied, and sometimes it doesn't. But I'm not an advocate for taking justice into your own hands. I mean, that's mostly a fantasy, but those are the vicarious workings of dramas and sort of, popcorn thrillers ever since the 17th centuries, when they used to make Jacobean tragedies and, everybody got their just desserts. Even the good guy got his just desserts, even the morality tale. I mean, you'd have all the fun of going around and getting revenge and getting even, and then in the end, just to be responsible, you'd have to knock off the protagonist as well, which we've done in this. So it just reminds me of one of those 17th century kind of revenge tragedies that the English used to write them. But they were always about the Italians, And it was, there was a plague of them, and audiences loved those things. And this is very like those, I find. But, I think most people thirst for justice. Everybody here probably has at some point felt like they've been hard done by the system, or they really want justice and they thirst for it. And the idea of taking justice into one's own hands is a fantasy, really. And some people go as far as to do it, and their judgment may be not too good. So, we're not advocating that. It's just a fantasy. It's a play. I personally don't like watching foreign, if a film comes from Spain or it comes from Germany or France, I would prefer to watch it in its own language and read it, because that for me is just, it's just better. But it's okay, I don't mind being dubbed. I mean, some of the territories here in Spain and France and Germany, they do an excellent job. Even if it's me, I'm watching somebody else talking in their own language. I think it's a really good job. But they've had to become very good at it over the years. I think they're better at it than we are. So, anyway, you can get the message across. But at the moment, I'm going down to Mexico because to make a film about a prison down there. So. Which is a story I've been working on for a couple of years now, so that should be fun. So there's all kinds of things in the pipeline. But nothing really happens in Los Angeles anymore. I always go somewhere else to work. I don't even know why I live there. It's a, honestly, it's a riddle. The playing field never got leveled, so it's really expensive to work in Los Angeles if you want to make a film. So it's always good to go somewhere else. Anyway, there's only 7 plots and so many different kinds of characters, okay? It's just the way you dice it up and the way it's executed. And I think in that lies the, you know, the art. How did I feel when I won mine? I had an assistant at the time, and we kind of worked on the Braveheart film together. And he said, you know, I had a dream, you know, but it was before we even went into production, or during production maybe, or pre-production. He said, I dreamt we were both wearing black suits and crying. And I said, well, we were either at a funeral, so we were standing backstage holding a statue, you know, and I gave him one. And we were standing there wearing the black suits, and we weren't crying, so we got a bottle of water. So, no, it's a thrill. It's a fun. It's a game. It's fun. It's a huge marketing exercise. You know, you're young, you enjoy it, and sometimes, you know, very worthy. Worthy works of art, you know, worthy films are sort of pinpointed through this marketing exercise.